Your form has shifted. Your form has changed enough that you really can feel the difference. And the primary difference is her, who she is to you. That force ascending above, that dark, calm regard you crave. You see her body in all its glory above you. See her muscles shining. See dark, silken material. You see everything about her, but more than that, you see her grin, her smile, as she reaches out and caresses, running her hand down and back, and it just feels natural, being what you are, to sniff, to breathe deeply. And the air is filled with something incredible. A little bit herbal, a little bit floral, just the smell of her filling you, flooding you. Yes, I did think you would notice. Your mind is already leaking, isn't it? Here you go. She leans back on that chair by her fire, extends her feet, stretches them out. You know what to do. You see the big plush carpet. You know where you belong. You fall to it instantly, rolling over, showing your belly, letting out little moans, little gasps, even panting with the delight of it. But you lounge, luxuriously stretching. Then she presses her feet to your belly, runs them down your body, massages you with them, presses them on you. Muscular arch against you, one slides between your legs, even sliding against you. You feel it hypersensitized as you are, intensely inundating you with sensation. Then the other one settles over your face. She owns you. She made you this way. Your owner above. You feel it tugging at you, and you know there's just a part of your brain that knows what it is to be owned, to be someone's, and you are hers in that moment, pressing, pushing, claiming, one foot settled over your face and the other tweaking and manipulating, the space between your legs throbbing, pulsating, your entire body detects the small changes in the exterior, in your sensations, in how you process the soft material under you as you lay there. She presses her feet against your face and between your legs, respectively, and you roll and moan, inhaling her, the scent of her, the taste of her. You know she could have pressed you under anywhere, under anything, but there's something very vulnerable about laying on your back and having her just trample you like this, very lightly. You extend your tongue and lick. It seems the most natural thing in the world, lapping at her soul, letting your mind leak out. Good puppy, she says from above as you do so, affirming you're doing the right thing. The taste of her is in your head. You sniff. You drift. Your mind fades away. Your owner above you. It's because it's her above you. And you know that this is just something that comes with being a good owned puppy. And of course you perceive everything about her as comprehensively pleasurable. And her perfume in the air. And the smell of latex on your skin. Every single thing about this place, the fact that she's a little aroused and growing more aroused, it all filters into your senses and takes your thoughts away. Takes your thoughts where they belong, which is gone. In fact, you belong gone. You sniff, you drift, you worship, you fall under her influence, fall under her soul's, your mind being pressed down, you on your back, just as vulnerable as can be. Good puppy, good vulnerable, following, falling puppy, you belong gone, you belong out of your head. Stay puppy, she says, and your tongue stops moving. You wait. You don't inhale deliberately, you don't sniff, but you do drift. You wait, and she just presses and grinds her soul against your lips, letting you kiss, letting you apply pleasure just by staying still. Because even if you stay and she rubs her soul against your lips, it has the same effect as a kiss. And you love it. Love being under her influence, plainly seen, easily seen. Present in the moment. In her scent, lost in being under her feet, is the most in the moment you've ever been. She looks down at you, smiling. You even see one of her hands trailing between her legs as pleasure grows. You inhale, but your brain fills with the idea of being under for an owner, falling under for a handler, being put just exactly in your place, collared, leashed, given a purpose. You do have a purpose. You have a very easy, very steady purpose to just worship, and she does command it. Lick, sniff, she tells you, and you lick, you sniff, you drift. You belong, dropped deep. You belong, gone deep. You belong where you end up, fallen and gone. Fallen as deeply down as you possibly can, with your mind simply in the gutter and under her feet, thinking about her being in control, in charge, on top of you, above you, and thinking about how her musk fills your head as you inhale from her, how you perceive everything about her as positive. She's pushing her feet down on your face, pressing you into place, keeping you where you belong, the other one between your legs, rolling, rubbing, massaging, bringing you nearer, you squeeze your thighs, it's good, it's so good. Every second that it goes on, she brings you more of this. Good puppy, she tells you now and then, but you're just learning, inhaling, learning the scent of her, the taste of her, the presence of her, as she's above you, upon you, you're present and falling, finding yourself present in the moment, so that every second that passes, you become more aware of just where you can be, how you can be, that just being given the simple order to worship away at her feet had put you in a place where you're easily able to feel, easily able to fall. You're under her. That's all you need, is to be gone. All you need is to fall. Your mind is there, under her. Being given new life, new realms of pleasure and sensation, entirely tied to being a good puppy, the latex she layered onto you, the dark presence she applied to you, is everything that she needed to do to bring you where you had to be, which is under her, looking at her feet, kissing, sniffing, inhaling, bringing her closer to you, bringing you closer to her. You follow, of course you'd follow. She could offer you now, you know now, she could offer you the pleasure of getting to worship her feet, getting to kiss her feet, inhale, worship. That would actually be enough to incentivize good behavior. It would make a good treat. It would make a good reward. You know that, of course it would. Of course it would help you to do better and better if you breathe deep. Fall under, be hers, be in the realm of worshipping. You sniff, you drift, your owner above you, your handler handling you, placing you, training you, just by presence. Good puppy, here's your reward. And then she rubs the foot between your legs more firmly against the latex, her skin interfacing with it, especially, after all, she does control it. Your outfit all rings with pleasure. Every inch of your body is an interconnected system of nerves wired into the latex that was applied to you, becoming heightened beyond the limit that existed before. Indeed, there may now be no limit, no upper limit to the positive sensation you can receive. And through all of it, you have her foot there for you to inhale from, to press your face against. You sniff, you drift, your mind drifts away, warmly, pleasantly, drifting away on waves of pleasure, tied primarily to her pushing you down, keeping you where you are, reminding you, good puppies sniff, good puppies drift, good puppies inhale, good puppies submit. You're on your back, showing your belly, your mind is out to lunch. You are entirely here, present in this moment. There doesn't need to be anything inside your head except the awareness of her. You exist in the moment, and every time you direct your attention to the present moment, you address your attention to her. You address your attention to your handler, to your owner, above you, pressing one foot to your face and one between your legs, her soles grinding on you, pleasantly, deliberately, applying continuous sensation in a way that grows. And when that sensation grows, it starts to well up in your belly, rising, a euphoria that tells you, yeah, soon things are going to get even better. Something is coming, something intense is coming, riding on your nerve endings, making you clench, making you loll your head. Sounds come out of you involuntarily, whines and pants and whimpers, but it's quite voluntary the way you keep licking, keep worshipping, keep smooching, keep applying attention and extracting sensation sensory information. You inhale, you breathe deep from her. Your mind, in the breathing deep, in the falling fire, falls under the constant influence of her, there, you, pulled imminently down into this moment, this exact moment. When you are pulled into this exact moment, your mind is brought to her, brought to heal, brought to where you could feel and do and fall under for anything that she wants you to do, anything that she'd like you to do. But all she wants you to do right now is be rewarded. Stay puppy, she says, raising her feet up, one above your face, one above the space between your legs, not touching down, so you can no longer quite inhale. Your powerful senses can still get quite a lot, but you can't press your face against her. You see your saliva glistening on her soles and feel proud of your hard work as a good puppy licking away. You feel her slowly, slowly lowering. It's like you can sense her skin about to come into contact with your latex, about to layer against you. And, oh, contact, blissful, wonderful, pleasurable, grinding, pressing, stimulating, bringing you closer and closer. Good puppy, you sniff, you drift, your thoughts drift, but your body is very much here, very much under her heel, very much able to feel everything she wants you to feel. And the more you feel, the better you are being a good puppy at listening to the deeper signals inside your brain, saying that the further you go, the better you feel, the better you feel, the more under control you are, and the more under control you are, the more control she can find to apply to you. And all you need to have it applied to you is for you to fall under when there is pleasure, when there is an instruction, when there is a reward. You are being rewarded. You've done well. You did good. You were trained. And now that you were trained, you are able to fall under, able to follow, able to serve and service and bring pleasure and worship into her world better than before. And the more you do, the more you sniff, the more you drift, the more you drift, the more you fall. You're under. You're all under, all the way under, dunked under, inhaling her, breathing her, serving her, falling for her. And when you fall for her, your mind falls into a world where you remember, vividly remember being pleasured, vividly remember being in this place, vividly remember being in this space where service is easy because it's automatic, because your senses and your good puppy body, your training, your role as her owned thing, as someone under your handler, under your owner, that is all intensely, constantly, importantly, easy for you to become and be. You are anchored to this moment because it predicts how you're going to behave next, which is to follow, to obey, to serve, to fall under. The more you fall under, the better you are at being hers, at breathing her in. You anchor these moments perfectly. Good puppy, and warm euphoric feelings. Good puppies obey, good puppies inhale, good puppies sniff and drift. Sniff and drift. Your mind is under as she presses. Now, to make up for pulling them away from your face, she makes up for it by pressing down, making you feel pressed under, pushed under, pushed to a place where you belong, where you deserve to be. This is for you. This is your reward. You have to savor it. Good training comes from savoring your rewards. Your subby puppy brain, your submission mindset comes from linking rewards to training, linking actions to outcomes, and the outcome of behaving well, the outcome of doing your best and doing what she needs you to do, wants you to do, craves for you to do, as you crave to do it, want to do it, need to do it, is that you link being submissive with obeying, and link obeying this action, worshipping, licking, inhaling, with submissive puppy obedience. And if her mere scent, her mere presence is enough to drive you into subservient, obedient, wonderful pleasure, then you'll do it more and more often because you'll be exposed to her accidentally on purpose, following and falling, falling into line, finding yourself right where she needs you to be, right on time, held there, stay puppy. And still she grinds on. And the pleasure grows greater. She grinds on, and the pleasure grows greater. The space between your legs is giving you all the information you need, and the only information you continue to need is, what's she going to do next? You breathe, you lick the sides of her foot, suck on the toes, inhale the scent of her, the taste of her, the presence of her, filling and overwhelming your senses, because your senses are easily overwhelmed, easily fulfilled. You have so much better than before, so many more nerve endings, so many more ways to feel and desensitize yourself, instruct yourself, construct the way that you, as a good puppy, follow commands and are trained to follow more and more quickly, more and more obediently, because rewards like this make an impression. Rewards like this stick in your head. Rewards like this do just what they need to do, which is tell you, yes, good puppy, fall into line, follow, obey, find yourself right where you belong, which is under her heel, inhaling her, breathing her, knowing that falling for her is the best possible decision you can make. Submit to your owner, submit to your handler, inhale, sink, fall. Submission only gets stronger when you do. Good puppy. Even the way those words buzz in your brain is because of a link between cause and effect, and in time, you will experience that your mind falling under, breathing deeply, being influenced by her. That is the best training of all. Direct. Actionable. The more ways there are to lead a puppy by the nose, the more likely puppy is to get led by the nose, right where you belong.